I'm pulling on my driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for another drive to work. Okay, so today, Rachel is joining us. Say hi, Rach.
Hi.
Okay, so we're trying to... So, my summer's coming up, and Rachel soon won't be driving with me. So, I've been trying to... I realized there might be a few things I might be able to do with Rachel in the car. So, today, I talk a lot about the language of magic, of how the language... People who start playing and learning all the language think, oh, it's so obvious. And I always talk about how it's not that obvious in that you learn the language and it's a vocabulary you have to learn. So what we're doing today is, Rachel, how many times have you played Magic, Rachel?
You showed me a few times when I was like 8, I think, but not really past then. Although I do have friends who play Magic. I sort of watch over their shoulders, but still, like, I really have no idea.
Okay, so you played maybe a handful of times. Kind you really of. Haven't played in years.
Not really.
Right. Okay, so what we're going to do today is I'm going to give Rachel Magic terms. And then she's going to guess what she thinks they mean. Okay, so we're going to sort of see, okay, in a vacuum, I mean, Rachel has a little bit of knowledge of magic, so it's not that she has zero understanding, but only a little tiny understanding. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to do keywords, mechanics, and things, and you just tell me, Rachel, what you think it does.
Okay.
Just give your best description. I'm not expecting you to be technical. Just sort of give a guess, like, well, what kind of thing in the game do you think
All
it could
right.
do? Okay, so first we're going to start with creature mechanics. These are mechanics that go on creatures. Okay, so flying. What do you think a creature with flying would do?
They would fly with wings.
Okay, well, what?
Perhaps maybe not with wings.
Okay, so let's say I have a creature with flying that attacks. Who could block that creature?
Anything that's in the air, also flying.
Okay, so if something, if I had a flying creature and another creature didn't have flying, could the creature without flying block my flyer?
Or I guess like super tall, but I mean, I don't know how tall your creatures are. If they're tall enough to reach it on the ground, then, like, sure, I guess.
So if they're tall enough to reach it, then they could stop a flyer.
Perhaps. Although, I don't know how big your guys' things are. Some things are, like, kind of big, but it's, like, depending.
Okay,
I'm guessing probably flying blocks a lot of different things. Just
right.
Flying versus flying.
Right. So flyers can block flyers.
That would make a lot of sense.
Okay. You got that right.
Right.
Yay, very good. Flying, by the way, I think is the most obvious word we have in the game. Okay, next.
Yeah.
First strike. If a creature has first strike... What does that mean?
They can attack first.
Like okay.
First and strike.
So they attack first. Okay, no. So let's say we have two creatures that get in a fight, all and right. one creature is first strike. What would that mean for that creature?
They got striked first?
Well, no. Let's say there's two creatures.
First or they got
you attack first. With a creature, and it has first strike, and your opponent blocks with their creature. What do you think first strike lets you do?
Kill that creature.
Okay.
Like strike it and it'll knock down some life or something.
Well,
like,
okay. But first strike is an ability. Do you think it does something? Well, what's the special ability of first strike?
Striking first.
Right. So you would get to do what?
Strike first.
Okay, yes.
What
so
does
first
that
strike,
mean?
First strike means when we fight. Normally when we fight, the two creatures fight at the same time. But if I have first strike, I get to strike first. I hit you first.
Okay.
And if I kill you, then you never hit me.
Ooh, snap.
Okay, so that's pretty good. I'll say you got that one. Okay, trample. What do you think trample is?
You trample the creature. You stomp on them.
Okay.
You go over the creature.
You go over the creature. Okay, so let's say...
That's what trampling usually
let's
means.
Say I had a big creature that is trample, and you block with a little creature. What do you think happens?
They will get trampled.
What does that mean, you think?
They will get squished. They will die.
They will die. Okay. Anything else?
You win? I don't know.
Okay, no. You
trample them.
You're halfway there. So if I have a big creature with trample and you block with a little creature, I stomp over a little creature, but then I do some damage to the player.
Oh, snap.
That I trample over the creature. But okay, I'll give you half credit. I think you're half there.
Hooray.
Okay, a creature has haste. What would that mean?
Haste. I don't think what the word haste means in the first place.
Okay, well, okay, so it's a word you don't even know what it means. So, you have any idea?
I know kind of what haste means. Like,
okay.
Can you use it in a sentence or something?
Like, there's a famous expression, haste makes waste.
Okay, that doesn't help.
Haste means quickly.
Quickly, I don't know. You quickly fight, you quickly defend. You're quick with something.
You're quick with something. Okay, so you have no idea what
quick
that means.
Quick healing, not really.
You have no idea what. So with that, what haste means is, in the game, normally when you play a creature, you're not allowed to attack the turn it comes into play. It has what we call summoning sickness. It's kind of like disoriented from being there.
But you're like, no.
But haste means, nope, I can attack right away.
Ooh, snap.
Okay, next, vigilance.
Vigilant, that's like fighting. You're like angry.
Okay, well, what can you do if you have vigilance?
Just destroy them more.
Destroy them more?
Just, I don't know, just take life away from the wizard, from the player.
From the player.
I don't know. It seems really harsh, because vigilance is one of those very, like, harsh words.
Okay. So do you think it's a fighting thing? What kind of...
I have a feeling it's a fighting thing, because vigilance is like, you know, vigilance,
Okay, so you think it's a fighting thing.
I think so.
Do you think vigilance makes a creature a better fighter, harder to kill?
Just more angry.
More angry, okay.
Just more rage. I want certain.
What does the word vigilance mean? In English, what does the word vigilance mean?
I'm blanking. Like, I've heard it before, but it sounds really angry in my mind.
Okay, well, vigilance means to be watchful, is what the word means.
Oh, no. What am I thinking of, then?
I don't know. I don't know what to think of.
It just sounds angry.
So what it means in the game is normally when you attack the creature, you have to, what's called tap it, you turn it sideways.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can't use it. If someone attacks, you can't block with it. But vigilant creatures don't tap. So you can attack with it and block with it. That even though it attacks, it's still vigilant and was watching out and can block for you.
That's a smart creature.
Okay. How about a creature with reach? What would a creature with reach do?
Reach out to another creature, like help another creature.
They would help another creature?
Because I feel like they're not going to help the opponent, so it's like they're going to help another creature.
Okay, help one of your other creatures?
If they reach to them, that's all. Reach is kind of simple.
Okay, so final answer is a creature that helps another creature.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's funny because I gave a hint to this before. When you were flying and you talked about how it can be blocked by flying creatures or creatures that are big enough to grab it, I said, oh, things that could reach it. Reach is you can block flyers even though you don't fly.
So you do have creatures that are tall enough to block things.
Well, it's not necessarily tall enough. Maybe it can be. It might be, for example, it might be like a spider that has a web, and the web could catch the flyers. You know, stuff like that.
That's a big web.
Well, it's a giant spider.
But how giant is a spider?
Well, literally the card is called Giant Spider, so that's why I'm having fun. Okay. Okay, so reach, you didn't, okay, reach, we said, we'll call, say that, no, you didn't get. Okay, lifelink. The creature has lifelink. What do you think lifelink means?
Like a lifeline, who wants to be a millionaire, I'll get help.
He gets a call, and get help.
Calls up his friends.
I'd like to take my lifelink, please.
Hey, battle. I don't know, like an extra life or something, like kind of like Mario.
Okay,
like
you think it's something like with life? Life.
I bet, cause there's life in the thing, linking. Right. I'm pretty sure it's not linking. Unless it was like Transformers or something, they just all morphed together.
Do you remember in the game that your total in the game is your life total? Do you remember that?
Kind
of. Okay, well,
your
score in the game is called your life total.
Oh, so do you like build it up or pack the other opponents down?
Right, so lifelink, what do you think lifelink would do? Knowing that your score is called your life, what do you think lifelink?
It helps your life.
Okay, it helps your life. How does it help your life, you think?
By giving you more life.
It does give you. Okay, you're in the right space. Do you know how it gives you more life?
Taking away the other opponent's life.
Oh, very good.
Yay.
So what lifelink...
That's how it works,
really? Well, close. What lifelink says is, for every damage the creature does, you gain life.
Nice.
And usually you're doing damage to another creature or another player.
Oh, no, so I remember this. Yeah, we did. Yeah, take your kids to work and your zombie griffin who would just attack all the time. We got points for it. Yeah,
that's true. Okay.
I remember that.
Okay. Death touch. What does death touch do?
You touch them and they die.
You touch them and they die. Yes. So give me an example in the game. What would that mean?
A creature would touch another creature and the creature got touched died.
Okay. So how would a creature touch another creature?
By fighting.
By fighting. Ooh. Winner, winner. That's good.
How else do they touch? Just poke.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. No, so death touch means if you get in a fight with another creature, as long as you damage them at all, you kill them.
Okay,
that, so,
I'm like, I don't think the creature's
gonna
like poke through the creature and be like,
hey. Right, so some of these words are more obvious. Death touch is more obvious.
It makes a little sense.
It makes more sense. Okay. What do you think hexproof is?
Well, hex is like a spell, because I always think of hex as in, like, you know, like hocus pocus, but a spell kind of thing. So, like, you can't get any spells put on you.
Ah, very good! Oh, very good!
You're scaring me.
So, hexproof is your proof from hexes. That's a good one, Rachel. That's not something I'll...
Well, I just always think of Hocus Pocus. Hocus Pocus is a good movie. If
no.
If you haven't watched it, watch it. Have you not seen Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, I saw it with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was just with Mom or something.
No, we watched it on Halloween.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
Hocus Pocus is a good movie.
Okay, so go to the next one. Prowess. What do you think prowess does?
They
do you know what the word prowess means?
Not really.
prowess talks about skillful is kind of what it means.
So it has many skills. It's...
Often they talk about prowess talks about your skills. A lot of times the prowess might talk about how you, there's something you can do that's very impressive that people are impressed by your ability to do it.
So they have a certain skill that, you know, is like really good.
Okay, so you have this one you have no idea.
I don't know, like Pokemon evolving, I'm kind of certain here.
Okay, well this one's a tough one. I don't say. But this one is there creatures that get better, they get a bonus, so their power and toughness go up a little bit.
Christmas bonus.
Every time you cast a certain kind of spell.
Oh, okay.
So it allows you that you can cast certain spells and they get bigger and they're better in combat and stuff. They do more damage.
Okay,
Menace. What does Menace do?
Well, I think of Dennis the Menace. I think it's somebody just like, again, like sort of vicious, angry, attacking.
Okay, so they're angry.
That's the thing of Menace. I mean, Dennis the Menace is all I have to go off of this.
All you have is Dennis the Menace?
All I have is Dennis the Menace.
Do you know what Menace means?
Evil. I don't really know.
Menace means something like dangerous. The reason Dennis was a menace is
that... You just
like
dangerous?
It's something that people should kind of be afraid of. That if you're menacing, that it's like, oh, you're very dangerous.
So the creature is dangerous.
Creature's dangerous. What does that mean? Creature's dangerous.
Let's not fight them.
Ah, close.
Let's stay away.
What Menace says is you won't fight them by yourself.
Oh,
that, because
you
so
like,
scary.
You like team up. But
yeah. Okay, so how about fear? What would fear do?
Scare another creature.
Scare another creature? Okay, and what would that mean?
Fight another creature and they're like, they run away.
Close. If they're afraid of you, they won't block you because they're afraid of you. How about intimidate? What do you think intimidate does?
You intimidate them.
Okay, you intimidate them.
I'm staring conscious with them till they back down.
They back down? Okay. So it's funny because fear and intimidate are old. We don't use those anymore. Menace is the new one, but they all kind of mean the same thing.
Okay.
That I'm scary is what they're supposed to mean.
Right. So. They don't name it scary. They gotta make it sound like.
Well, I mean, sure. One day we'll have the scary mechanic. I'm scary. Okay, so next, Flash. What does Flash mean?
They run really fast.
They run really fast. Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about like the Flash or flashes in like
not the
bright
lights. I don't mean. I'm thinking of Flash. I'm just giving you a word.
Okay, well,
I'm pretty sure
the creature doesn't shine bright lights upon their opponent, so okay. I'm going to go with fast, finally.
Okay, so they're fast. So what do you think that means in the game, if they're fast?
Like, zoom, run really fast.
They're hard to block? What do you think?
I guess hard to block. Like, you can't really, like, attack them, because, you know, they're always, like, running.
Okay, so what Flash is...
Really fast.
You're correct, it means fast, but it allows you to play cards at a time you can't normally play them.
Because
you're so fast. Normally, you have to play things during your turn, and only certain kind of spells you can cast on your opponent's turn, but anything that is Flash can be cast on your opponent's turn, even if you can't normally do that. That's a special ability. Okay, that was a hard one. Okay, how about Double Strike? What does Double Strike
do? You strike twice.
Okay, what does that mean?
You attack once, and they lose them, and then you attack them twice.
Okay, so you attack twice. So, if I attack a player with Double Strike...
You double their impact.
That's very good. Very good. Yeah. Well, Double Strike. The only thing that you didn't get, but that's hard, is Double Strike is you have First Strike and then you have an additional strike. You have Normal Strike and First Strike. So Double Strike also is like First Strike, but then you get a second. But you're correct. You get two strikes. So that part you got. That's good. Okay. Indestructible. Something's indestructible.
You can't destroy them.
So what would that mean to the game?
You can't destroy them.
You can't destroy them. Okay. That's correct.
That's kind of what indestructible means.
Cannot destroy them. So in the game, there's effects that can destroy things, and an indestructible creature goes, you cannot destroy me. They make that sound. They go,
kidding.
You cannot destroy me. Okay, that's good. Okay, let's try a little harder one here. What does scry mean?
Can you spell it, please?
It's like the spelling.
Yes.
S-C-R-Y.
Scry.
Yeah. Do you know what that word means?
No, because all I know about that is just S and cry, and I'm pretty sure they don't just burst into tears and build the game, so I have no idea.
It makes your opponent cry. Okay. So I'll tell you what the word means and see if you can come up with what it does in the game. It's a word to talk about seeing the future. So when you scry...
They can see like, where like your next cars are going to be, like, in the tank. Like, the future.
Okay.
And, like, the next card you're going to, like, pull, that your opponent's going to pull. Or that you're going to pull. Which one?
You look at the next card you're going to pull.
Oh, you're going
to
pull.
So what it lets you do is look at the top of your library and then decide if you want... It has a number, so you can look at so many cards from the top of your library, and then decide if you want them or not. If you don't want them, you got to put them on the bottom of your deck, so that you don't get them until later. But no, that's, I think I would count that as. I had to tell you what scry meant. Once you knew what scry meant, you
like half.
Point. So we'll get a half point there.
Hooray.
Okay, how about fight? What does fight mean?
They fight.
Okay, so if I say my creature fights your creature, what do you think that? What do you think that means?
I win the fight.
What do you think creatures do?
You fight. I don't know.
Well, what would you expect? If my creature, well, if my creature fights your creature, what do you think that would mean?
If your creature had fight on it, I'd be...
Well, this is something you make things do. If I make two creatures fight...
Oh, then they just fight. And then one standing wins.
So what do you think they would do if they fight? What does that mean?
They would fight. One of them dies.
Okay, so they would damage each other.
Yeah.
And then one of them, or maybe both die.
Ooh.
Or maybe neither die.
Just not do that at the same time.
Right. It forces them to get in combat with each other. Okay. Right. If I say you counter something, what does that mean?
You go against it. Like you stop it. Or you also...
Okay, so I'll give you an expression. You tell me what it means. Counter target spell. Let's back up. What does target mean? What do you think target means?
A specific target person thing.
Okay, specific one. That's right. That's right. Okay, so what does counter target spell mean?
You counter the spell from that target.
But what does that mean?
I don't know. That target does a spell, and you're like, I counter that. No.
But what? You're just using the word counter. What does that mean?
I go against it. I have another spell, and it's like Harry Potter.
You have a spell. I will counter your spell.
Yeah, like Harry Potter. I'm like Voldemort and like Harry Potter. The magic that'll clashes together is like the gigantic.
So a counter actually means is I stop your spell.
That makes sense.
I keep it from happening. So a counter spell would stop another spell from happening. Okay, so now we're going to get into some mechanics. Okay, so the list I've chosen, I did head-to-head not so long ago from me. We're looking at cards, mechanics that got repeated. So these are all mechanics we've used multiple times. So these are mechanics that we've used a bunch of times. Okay, flashback.
You pull something out of the graveyard, like.
Oh, very good.
Like Throwback Thursday, out of the graveyard.
Okay, so I would pull it out of the graveyard, what would I do with it?
You fight with it.
You fight with it?
Pull it out of the graveyard and you put it back
in your
deck.
You're correct. So what it is...
Put it back in your deck, like, I don't know.
No. Flashback are spells that you can cast out of your graveyard. You were close.
You have something called zombie, and like they rise from the dead.
Yes, there's ways to do that. Well, I'll go backwards. What would you call taking a creature out of the graveyard and putting it in play, like raising it from
zombie
the dead?
Zombie rise, Night of the Living Dead.
Okay, the informal term for it is reanimate. Although that's not a technical game term.
Okay. Zombie sounds pretty cool, but you guys already have that.
We have zombies. We don't have zombies. You can raise the dead.
Re-zombie.
Okay. Next. Madness. What do you think madness does?
They go nuts. They, like, rip apart your head. I'm certain what madness does.
They rip apart your head.
Madness, like you have the madness, like, is, like you have the madness. Let's say you have the madness.
What would that mean if you have the madness?
Then I'm mad.
Okay, what does that mean? What does madness mean?
You're just more vicious.
You're more vicious, so if... So madness is something your spells will have, not your creatures.
Okay, you turn them mad, and they just...
You make your opponent mad?
I don't know, man. It's not a good thing.
Okay. So madness is a spell where if you're forced to discard it, because there's things in the game that make you discard cards...
Oh, and you're
you
like,
can still cast it. Normally, when you discard a card, it's gone. But with madness, you can cast it while it's being discarded. That's a hard one. Okay, echo. What do you think echo is?
You copy what they're doing. It's like, click.
Oh, you copy what they're doing. Oh, that's a good guess. That's not right, but that's a good guess. So an echo is things you have to pay for twice. So you pay for it, and the reason you pay for it twice is you get it cheaper. It's like, normally it would cost more, but I'll make you pay less. You just have to pay for it over two turns. Oh. Does that sound like a fun mechanic? No.
It does not sound like a fun mechanic.
It is not well liked.
It's kind of boring. Like I'd rather like go all big, all out. Like that's the way that.
Yep. No. Echo
people want to go.
Echo not the most popular mechanic. Okay. Yes. Convoke. What does convoke mean?
They convoke. I don't know what convoke
means. They convoke?
Means.
You don't know?
They convoke. I don't know
what convoke means. You know what the word convoke means?
No. Convoke is something like you throw up, you're like, convoke.
It has to do with casting spells.
They cast spells, I don't know.
Well, so the mechanic lets your creatures help you cast spells. How could a creature help you cast a spell?
By harnessing energy into you, I don't know.
Okay, so what you can do is, normally when you cast a spell, you have to tap mana, tap land to cast it. But with Convoke, you can also tap creatures to help cast it, besides just land. So your creatures can help you cast a spell. Okay. Morph.
Can you bring two creatures together to make an ultimate creature, like Transformers?
There are ways to do that, but that's cool. Not Convoke.
That'd be really cool. Are we still on Convoke? I thought we're on
Convoke. Now we're going to Morph.
Okay, now we're going to Morph.
Oh, what is
can
Morph?
Can you morph two creatures together?
Oh, I see. You're saying Morph
like an
is
epic
combining.
Creature. Yes.
Oh, and that... I mean, so the word
that's
morph...
That's a sweet creature. You're like morph them together.
You are correct in sort of what morph means, because you could morph two things together.
That'd
that's not
perfect.
What morph means in the game of Magic.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you should do that. Petition.
You petition? Okay.
Petition.
I'll put it on the list. I'll put it on the list.
Just
okay.
Combine two
okay,
pieces.
So the word morph. So
right,
what do you
morph.
Get from the word? What do you think the word morph means?
Morph means like two things go together, so it's like...
Well, morph actually means change, although you're correct. Two things can change into each other, so two things can morph together, but a thing
morph
can morph by
change.
Itself.
Can you change, like, another creature, change it, like, you know?
Well, a creature has morph, so a creature that has morph... So what happens is, normally when you play cards, you play them face up. But with morph, you got to play it face down, and while it's face down, it's a 2/2 creature. It's got 2 power, 2 toughness, and then if you spend a certain amount of mana, you can turn it face up. So the idea is when you face a morph creature, you don't know what it really is. You just know that it's kind of hidden from you. And that it's a 2/2 that can be turned into something else. But you don't know what that something else is.
Interesting.
Okay. Right. Interesting. Does that sound cool?
It's like in the middle.
Okay.
It'd be better if two creatures
really
could
really quickly,
work
I just want thumb up or thumbs down. Flashback. Did that sound like a cool mechanic? You can cast cards out of your graveyard.
That sounds pretty sweet.
Okay. Madness. When things are discarded, you can play them. Does that sound cool or not?
It's kind of similar to Flashback. How is it different from Flashback again?
Well, Madness, you can cast them when you're discarding them. Normally, we discard cards.
Yeah, sure. Keep it.
So, Echo. You said no. Echo didn't sound... You get
Echo
paid for
lame.
Twice.
I'm sorry.
Convoke. Your creatures can help you cast your spell.
That sounds pretty sweet, though.
Okay. Morph is the one where your creatures are face down, and then, haha, it's secretly this.
It'd be better if the two creatures could morph together, like we said, like
okay,
the
you would like
Griffin. Like a zombie and a griffin.
Zombie Griffin. Okay.
Or like a vampire.
I will keep that
like
in mind.
Like
maybe we got a mechanic that I can make. Okay.
That'd be sweet though.
Next.
Be like double.
Okay, next. Right, next?
Yeah.
Shadow.
It's shadow. It's something like behind it. It's like helping. It's like...
Okay, well, what does shadow do?
Shadow... I mean, shadow's like behind someone. I mean...
Okay. Well, what does shadow mean? I sort of know. You know what a shadow is.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you...
I am uncertain. It's like something that's like behind you, something that's like exactly you.
Okay,
like,
some sort of dark copy of you or something?
Kind of like Peter Pan's shadow, which kind of does one of its own thing.
Okay, so it's some living thing that's a some sort of... It's similar to the thing.
Some kind of replica that's like not as strong. But like,
okay. Not even remotely close. Okay, what shadow is in Magic is it's kind of like flying. That if you have shadow, you are not quite here, and you walk through the shadow realm. So only creatures with shadow can block you. That nobody.
What is a shadow realm?
Imagine like if things were what's the good word? You know what phasing is in
phase. You mean like
immaterial
guns? Like
no. You know what immaterial means?
Material.
Immaterial.
Immaterial.
Like you can walk through walls and things.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine the creatures that. Aren't quite on our universe, but you can see them, but you can't touch them.
Can't touch them.
You can't touch them. Can't touch them. You can't touch them. But
they're
other.
So,
but
so,
other.
So they're ghosts.
Sort of. But they only can be blocked by other ghosts, if you will. So they can block each other.
So
but a normal ghost can't block a normal creature. A creature with like a creature with flying can block anybody, but a creature with shadow can only block creatures with shadow. So it's slightly worse flying. Like,
shadow
okay.
Seems kind of weird.
So Seattle sound like a cool mechanic or no?
In the middle. Like you could, but like there's in the other
metals. Okay, landfall. What does landfall do?
The land falls. When poor time. That makes sense.
Okay, landfall.
Land,
so,
like you take away land from your opponent. You
take away land from your opponent?
Something with land and falling. I'm uncertain.
Well, it has something to do with land. But what does fall mean, you think? What does falling have to do with land?
Autumn. It becomes fall.
Okay, so it has something to do with land. You got that
something
part.
Something with land.
Do you think it's positive for you or negative for your opponent?
It sounds like negative for your opponent. Like falling. Okay. Falling.
It's
not...
more positive for you. So what landfall is whenever you play a land and you play up to one land per turn, it makes something happen. So a creature with landfall might say, every time you play a land, blah happens. I get bigger I draw a card or something happens.
Okay.
So it says every time I play a land, I get to do something. Does that sound cool or no? It's meh good or meh bad?
Meh means I don't really care.
You don't really care. Okay, the middle. Okay, imprint. What does imprint do?
I kind of know what imprint means, but I have no idea what this mechanic is.
But what does imprint the word mean?
Imprint, like, if you have, like, your hand and, like, cement, you, like, put your hand in the cement and it's, like,
okay, well, copies. Sure. I mean, that's imprinting. More physical version of imprinting. More commonly, imprinting talks about how a creature or something... they talk about, like, a baby will imprint the mother's face. The idea that, like, in your brain, that you'll become a...
Oh, yeah, like memory. Like you'll remember.
Right. Normally, an imprint has to do with memories and stuff. Okay, so this is a hard one.
Okay.
I didn't expect you to get this one. Imprint is, it tells you to go get a card from somewhere, your hand, your library, and then you remove it from the game. It's called exiling it. And then the card cares about the card you've removed. So, for example, there's one card that is like a clone machine. And so what you do is you choose a creature from your hand and you put it inside this and then it makes copies of that. So imprint cares about the card that you used, that it refers to it. It's a complicated mechanic.
Yeah.
Does it sound cool or no? You don't understand it?
I don't understand it.
Okay.
You can copy things.
It allows you to say this spell is connected to this other card and I can use that card to reference it. Sometimes it copies it. Sometimes it cares about it in different ways. It's a complicated mechanic. It is a complicated mechanic. Okay, storm. What does storm do?
You cause a storm.
So what would that do?
I don't know. Rain, hail, lightning.
Okay, but what?
You use Mother Nature.
Mother Nature. So what impact would it have on the game, you think?
You soak your opponent? I don't know. You cause nature.
Okay, you're
snow.
You're far off on this one.
I don't know.
So what storm is, it's a mechanic that cares about how many spells you've cast this turn. And then for every spell you've cast this turn, it copies this spell. So let's say I had a spell. Yes, and we like copying meta.
Oh my god.
Let's say I had a spell that said I do one damage to my opponent. But if it had storm, I would copy it for as many spells as I cast this turn. So let's say I cast 5 spells this turn. Then I would make 5 copies of the spell and I would do 5 damage to my opponent.
Better than the imprint one, but still confusing.
So does this sound like an interesting mechanic to you?
Meh.
Meh, okay.
Giving it the meh scale.
Does it sound like it might be a powerful mechanic?
Most likely, yes.
Yes, it's a very powerful mechanic. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's one of the most powerful mechanics we've ever made. One could argue the most powerful mechanic we've ever made, although there's contenders for that. Okay, next. Bloodthirst. What does bloodthirst do?
They got memory. Want the blood.
Think of the vampire mechanic? Okay, what would a creature with bloodthirst?
You want their blood. You want to just, like...
So what do you do with their blood? What do you think you do?
You parade on it. I don't know. Dance on their ashes.
Dance on their ashes.
I don't know what you do with bloodthirst. I don't know why you want
okay, so bloodthirst is a mechanic that says... when you play the creature, if you've damaged your opponent this turn, then this creature comes into play with a couple of what we call plus one counters. It's bigger.
Ooh.
So it gets excited that you've spilled blood of your opponent.
Yay.
Does that sound cool?
It sounds like the history of Europe. Just blood.
It's like the history of Europe. Okay. Cycling.
Like the world history.
What do you think cycling does?
You cycle. Is this another copying one?
Another what?
Another copying
one? No, it's not a copying one.
Are there any more copying ones?
Yes, there's a copying one coming up.
Cycling. I don't know what you do with cycling. You bicycle.
Cycling means that if the card's in your hand, you can spend mana and get rid of it to draw a new card.
Okay, that makes sense.
You can cycle it into another card.
That's good. But you should call it garbage, then.
Call it garbage?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's not necessarily a bad spell, just it's not good right now. You'd rather have something else right now.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You can call it garbage, that's your name from the beginning. Okay, so cycling sound cool or no?
Yeah, sounds cool.
Yes, okay. Rebound.
Is it similar to flashback?
Kind of.
Like rebound from the grave.
Kind of.
Rebound from
the... If a spell rebounds, what do you think it does?
If you rebound a spell, you do it again.
Correct, very good.
Hooray.
So rebound is when you cast it, it goes off this turn, and it goes off next turn. So it goes off two turns. Flashback, you can choose when it goes off the second time. You have to cast it again. But rebound, you just pay for it once, and it goes off two times. Okay. Once now and once next turn. Does that sound fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How about kicker? What does kicker do?
You kick your opponent.
You kick your opponent? Okay, so it hurts your opponent? So if a spell has kicker, what do you think a spell does if a spell has kicker?
It kicks. I don't know. Kicks up the power.
It kicks up the power.
Yay!
Got it.
When my actual sarcastic comment starts to be correct.
It makes it better. Yeah, so a kicker means there's an extra cost to pay, and if you pay the extra cost, it makes the spell better.
Power.
So you kick it up. You kick it up a notch.
Is that why you guys named it that way? Because you kick it up a notch?
I think so. I don't know. I didn't name it. Bill named it, but...
Oh, that's weird.
Do you like the name? Do you like the name kicker? Does that sound like a fun mechanic?
I guess. Sounds like a fun mechanic.
Okay. Flanking. What does flanking do?
It sounds like plinking, and I'm pretty sure your character just does lay on the ground.
It's not like plinking. It's not plinking, that's true.
Flanking? What
do you know the word flanking means?
All I can think of flank is flank steak, and I'm pretty sure they don't hurl like steaks in the opponent.
Okay, so something in between planking and flank steak.
Okay. Meat lying on the ground.
Flanking means it's a fighting term that means
Is flank an actual word?
Yeah, it's an actual word. These are all actual words, but well, landfall's not. Most of these are. No, landfall, you reach landfall. I guess that's a word. Most of these are words. Flanking is to have tactical advantage in a fight, usually involving swords. So in the game, all the creatures that are flanking are on horseback, so what that means is they're fighting you, but they have the tactical advantage because they're above you.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's harder to fight someone
like,
who's higher
than knights.
You. Like knights, exactly. So flanking means whenever you block a creature, as long as you don't have flanking, whenever you block a flanking creature, you have a disadvantage in a fight whenever you fight someone who has flanking.
The mechanic's okay. The name is sweet, though. I like the name.
Flanking. You like the name flanking?
Flanking. Stamp approval.
Stamp approval. Okay. Next, buyback.
You buy back something from the grave.
Close.
I mean, you have to buy back something.
Well, if you buy it back, what would happen?
You buy a back.
Well, you're close. Buyback. What do you think happens with buyback?
You buy back something that's like dead. You buy back something from like...
Oh, so you think you get a dead thing.
I don't know. You buy back something.
Okay. Well, you do buy it back.
I was thinking buying.
So what would happen? If you have a spell with buyback, what do you think happens?
Once the spell's done, you can buy it back to use it again.
Right. You can use it again. Right. Okay. So it's a spell you can use again, but it's not in the graveyard. It's nothing to do with the graveyard.
Oh, okay.
So what buyback says is when you cast a spell, if you pay the buyback cost... Instead of discarding it, it stays in your hand so you can use it again. So it allows you to keep your card and not get rid of it.
Okay.
Does that sound like a fun mechanic?
Yeah.
Does it sound like a powerful mechanic?
I gotta think about this. I bet it probably could.
It is. It's a very powerful mechanic.
Yeah.
In fact, the reason we haven't redone it too many times, it's quite powerful.
Shush.
Okay, the last mechanic I'm asking you today is Exalted.
That sounds like something from, like, The Exorcist. Exalted.
Well, what does exalted mean?
I don't know. It's, like, exalted. Salted, but, like, exalted.
You have no idea what it means.
You throw salt in them, and they burn in flames. Vampire mechanics.
You throw salt in them. That's salted.
Vampire mechanics.
Okay, exalted. Exalted means honored. If something's exalted...
You die with honor?
Well, no. I mean, if something's exalted, you have great respect for it.
What do you do with it?
I'm telling you what the word exalted means.
Okay.
So you have a creature. This is a creature mechanic. So if a creature is exalted, it means others have great respect for it. So what do you think that would mean?
It goes after your opponent harder for, like, more vengeance. For revenge.
You're kind of there.
It fights harder for the thing that
It dies. Fights harder. So, but what it does is, it's a mechanic that says if I have exalted... as long as I only attack with one creature, that creature gets better for every creature I have with Exalted. That the Exalted helps you... It says, if only one creature is fighting, I get to make it better. And so all the Exalted guys help improve the one creature to make it better.
Okay.
So does that sound fun?
It's in the middle.
It's in the middle? Yeah. Okay, of all the mechanics I said today, what sounds the most fun?
Flanking's a fun word. I just don't know if it's the best mechanic.
Okay. I'm thinking which sounds...
Which sounds cool? I don't know. Hexproof seems pretty cool.
Okay, so here's my final word of the day. Okay?
Alright.
So this is not even a technical term. This is a something it's slang. But I'm curious what you think it means.
Okay.
If I mill you, M-I-L-L, I mill you, what does that mean?
You run them over.
I run over you?
I don't know, you mill. Because all I think of a mill is like the little windmill.
Like a windmill, okay.
As long as I don't think of a mill, it's like a little windmill that makes, like, you know, flour, and it's like Rumpelstiltskin.
Right, but what is you know what a mill does?
It grinds,
yeah. So a mill is usually two stones that you grind things between them. So you can mill. It allows you to
grind your creatures.
Take wheat or something and grind it up so that you can then, you know, turn it into flour.
Yeah, you grind the creature. What does this mean?
Okay, so what do you think that means?
You grind the creature.
Grind the creature.
I don't know.
What if I said I don't grind? I mill target player, not target creature.
You grind the player. You grind their life. What?
I'm just waiting. So you think they lose life?
I guess they lose.
So if I say I mill target player, what do you think that means?
They lose life.
They lose life.
Am I correct? Or?
No, you're not. But I'm.
Yeah, well, you're not gonna give them life.
Not gonna give them life. Okay, so what if I said you mill target library? What do you think it would do?
You grind up the hand they have.
You grind up their hand?
Their deck. I don't
know. Well, what would you do to their deck?
You shuffle it up.
You shuffle it. Okay.
Am I correct?
No.
Oh,
so
man.
What milling means is you take cards from the top of a library and put it into their graveyard.
That doesn't sound as fun as shuffling, though. It's kind of like a mystery. It makes sense. Shuffling makes sense.
One of the reasons I asked you that is that a lot of people, this is a term we don't have a technical term for yet. It's just a nickname. And a lot of people are used to that because that's our nickname for it. And they want us to make it the official term. And the point I always make is, if you don't understand why we call it that, it doesn't make any sense, which you've just proven here with your
But why do you call it mill?
Because the very first card that ever did it was a card called Millstone. And so the term comes from a card. The confusing thing is, a millstone is exactly what I said. It grinds wheat and stuff. So it was metaphorical to begin with. So it was.
You should do a cargo shuffle, and you should shuffle. It makes things interesting.
So what word would you use if the idea is that I'm going to make you lose cards out of your library? What word would you use for that? What am I doing to you?
I don't know if there's a word for that.
That's a fine question.
That's the real question, because you can't have this long, like, phrase. You have to have, like, just a word. And flanking seems to be taking that category so far, so...
Okay, so we're almost through school, obviously.
Yeah.
So, how'd you find today? How easy or hard was it to try to understand
the beginning
words?
Was kind of easy. If you have words that make sense, but when you start getting into, like, millstone or whatever, like... I mean, I'm 16, and I don't really play Magic, so... I have a feeling that I probably did okay with... stuff, but I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, if you ask someone who's like older,
right,
but still doesn't play Magic, I don't know if they
you did halfway decent with the evergreen words,
right,
which are meant to be hopefully as simple as possible,
yeah,
and
simple stuff. And then once you start getting in the whole, like, you know, reverse and like, I don't know.
Well, anyway, you did a very noble job today, Rachel, and we're now
thank
at your school.
Thank you very much.
So thank you, Rachel, for your participation in our exercise today. Hope you got, I'm hoping with the point of today, guys, is to sort of see that. The words and vocabulary we use, it's nowhere near as simple as people seem to think. That it really is new things people have to learn. That's kind of the point of today. And it was fun making use of Rachel, so thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
So anyway, it is now, we're now at Rachel's school, so we know what that means. I mean, this is the end of my drive to work. So instead of making magic, it's time for me, sorry, instead of talking magic, time for me to be making magic. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.